So, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another segment of Mac Talks. I just want to talk about this latest news. I see that Brittany Griner has been released from the Russian prison. Biden confirmed it yesterday that she was on a plane and on her way home. So, for those of you that are unaware, in exchange for her release, the government, you know, they sent this convicted international arms dealer back to Russia in exchange for Brittany Griner. So let's just break down like what had happened. So you have Brittany Griner, who's a two-time Olympian, WNBA star here in the United States, went to Russia, play ball, forgot and left a vape pen, an e-cigarette that had THC levels in it, you know, THC. Got caught, got arrested. It's illegal over there, so she got arrested. Okay. She was swapped with a guy whose nickname was the Merchant of Death. That's his name. He was sentenced 25 years in prison here because he was convicted of, among other things, conspiracy to kill Americans, right? We swapped a guy that had 25 years in prison with Brittany Griner, who they gave 9 years in prison for a damn e-cigarette. I don't know if that was the best move for us as a country. Sure, Brittany Griner should not be in prison for that. But she was. So in order to get her back, we had to give up a guy that was in, he was conspired to kill us. He had 25 years in our prison. I just don't know if that was an even trade-off. I think once again, we got the short end of the stick, and Biden just wants the popular vote. They made this move because they knew this was going to be good for their election, for election. You know, I've always been a Democrat my entire life. Well, I say my entire life, my entire adult life. But, you know, the older that I get, the more that I realize that that was only by because I didn't know really what it meant to be a Democrat or a Republican. But now I'm starting to realize Democrats just kind of play the game. You know, they don't really have any true standards. They are, can be manipulated and pushed, and, you know, they'll do anything they need to do for your vote. And then once you get them in there, they don't do shit for you. But what do y'all think? Do y'all think that this was a good move by America to have Brittany Griner swapped out for an international arms dealer named the Merchant of Death that was conspiring to kill us? Which, getting him back is a plus for them because he has a certain skill set. He's an international arms dealer. He still has those connections. He's still the Merchant of Death. What do y'all think? Send me your questions to MacTalks@gmail.com. Follow me on the gram. Peace.